Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we are featuring the International Grassroots Animal Rights Activist Group, Direct Action Everywhere. We're joined by Matt Johnson.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Marlene, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We are staying very, very busy. Mostly for pretty good reasons, I would say.
Yes, as always. I know you're always busy, and that's great and greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for thinking of me for this.
Oh, thank you. And after the break, Tanya Suarez. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Matt Johnson via Skype in Berkeley, California. Matt Johnson is the press coordinator for DXC, Direct Action Everywhere. Welcome, Matt, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene. Pleasure to be here.
Well, this is really great. So will you please tell us all about what's happening with your important work with DXC?
Well, there's a lot of different things that are happening, but I think notably what folks have probably seen and heard about is that we've been doing a lot of our investigative work, where we do open rescue investigations. Sometimes these are done at night when we go in and we investigate farms and we reveal to the public what we've found, and we rescue individuals. If we find animals in immediate need of care, we'll rescue them. Sometimes we've also done similar actions recently during the daytime, and a lot of times we'll have a large crowd of people, sometimes hundreds of people, who will come with us and will return to these farms that we've previously investigated, where we found deceptive marketing, animal cruelty, animals who are marketed, you know, conditions that are marketed as free range and humane, and we'll expose that what's actually happening is very much not what consumers are expecting. And these animals are, in fact, suffering in horrible conditions. So we take that information to the public. We publicly say, this is who we are. This is what we're about. We show our faces. We reveal our identities because we're proud of what we're doing. We think that what we're doing is a moral good. And we accept the consequences that come our way. And there have been some consequences, a lot of consequences that have come our way here recently. We've had several actions that have resulted in felony charges. Notably, there was an action at a chicken farm in Petaluma, California, where we had about 200 activists who went there that day and about 60 activists who went on the property to rescue animals and to provide care and to document what's happening. And at this action, 58 activists were actually charged with multiple felonies by the sheriff's deputies that arrived on scene. And while this is certainly a threat and something that's pretty scary for the people involved, it's also an opportunity to show the world not only what's going on in these farms, but to show the world how hard government authorities, including the sheriff's department, including authorities at the state and federal level, will try to crack down to silence the truth and just show how corrupt the system is, the system of animal agriculture in this country, to the core. And we think that's an extremely positive message for our activists and even for everyday people, well beyond, you know, animal activists, well beyond vegans and vegetarians.
Yes, you're all very powerful compassionates. Thank you. Yeah, so what's happening with some of the felony charges and who are the activists?
Yeah, so there's too many to name here probably, because there are over 60 in total through various felony charges. Some are related to in Utah, where we investigated a Norbest turkey farm, which supplies to Whole Foods, where we investigated a Smithfield pig farm. Then also in California, there was the one I just described a moment ago, as well as a dairy farm where there are three activists facing felony charges for trying to rescue a dying baby calf. What's actually interesting is that in California, we've reached out to the necessary authorities. So even, you know, within the legal system of California, California is actually a really progressive area, relatively speaking, relative to other states. California has very animal-friendly laws on the books. And so what we've documented actually does amount to criminal animal cruelty. So this isn't just, you know, the opinion of a few vegans here or there. By the laws that are on the books in California, this is criminal animal cruelty. And criminal animal cruelty that's happening on a massive systemic level. This isn't a few instances here or there, you know, that you just find, you know, rarely, but the norm of factory farming is actually criminal in the state of California. It's just so rarely basically never enforced. So we've taken our findings, we've gone to the relevant authorities at the local level, at the state level, and we said, hey, here's what we found. They've refused to act on it. And so we've said, well, we've exhausted our legal channels, so now we're going to take action ourselves, which is actually something that's also supported by California law. California has a law which protects ordinary citizens who take action in the face of animal cruelty. And it's a law that was written, most people think of it in the context of if there's a dog in a hot car, or in a car in a hot day, if you go and break the window of the car and save the dog's life, you're a hero and everybody is with you. Ordinary people say, yes, of course, that's obviously the right thing to do. And we're taking that same logic and that same legal provision and saying, hey, we're going to do the same thing. The same thing is happening to cows, pigs, chickens across the state of California. And the law doesn't have any sort of exemption for farmed animals, which a lot of states do have something like that. California does not. And so we are very confident that what we're doing is not only morally, but actually legally protected. And we are really looking forward to the day when we take these cases to trial and we have a jury of our peers who can interpret this. And we think that people are just going to look at this and be like, you know, how can we possibly go after these people who are operating within the law, who are just trying to provide care to animals? And the only thing that, you know, the only interest that exists to stop that is these massive corporations who are making billions of dollars by not only torturing animals but lying to consumers, and ordinary people are simply not going to stand by it.
And like you said, there's 60 activists who are currently facing felony charges, so we can't discuss all of them just because of the time limit here. So could you please discuss one anyway, which is Paul, Tanya's husband, because Tanya will be joining us after the break.
Oh, sure. So Paul is, part of activists who are being charged in the state of Utah. So that was the investigation of a Norbest turkey farm, which is a supplier to Whole Foods, a very large turkey supplier in Utah. And another investigation was at Smithfield Circle 4 Farms in Utah. This is the largest pig farm in the country. And for those investigations, Paul and a few others are being charged with a total of six felonies, which threaten them with, on the books, it could be up to 70 years in prison between the two investigations. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We're similarly, you know, to the cases in California, we're very hopeful that ordinary people, even in a state like Utah, where there is a large agricultural presence, where it is a more conservative area, you talk to people on the street and they're it's just completely confusing and disturbing to ordinary people, even in the state of Utah, what's happening here. They're like, why are all these resources being spent going after these nonviolent activists who are just trying to help animals? So really looking forward to that. And Paul, you know, individually on a personal level is just handling this with such grace. He has so much coming at him. I mean, he's also facing restitution. This is a separate case where he did an investigation of a cage-free egg farm. And the farmer actually went back and tried to blame us for a bunch of chickens that he went in and killed, and is actually trying to recover hundreds of thousands in restitution. So Paul has a ton on his plate, but I know he has a really strong supportive community around him, and he's, like I say, handling it all extremely gracefully, and we're really hopeful that this is going to ignite the type of conversation we need to inspire broad change for animals across this country.
That's right, and justice will win. Always, because the vegan movement, the animal liberation, the animal rights movement is based on love. And so love is going to overcome fear and hatred in this world.
Absolutely. That's beautifully said, Marlene.
Thank you. And I'd also like to hear about your work with you individually, because I'm very impressed with you. Wow, I see you with your activism and your bravery going into the farms where you document what's happening to the animals, and then your work with the court reporting, and also your outreach, that you're always active in a way of bringing justice and love and non-discrimination and non-violence into a reality on this planet.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much for that. You know, when you have the community that you have around you, I'm fortunate to be living in Berkeley, and, you know, there's so many passionate people all around me that it really is just like this virtuous cycle where everybody lifts everybody around them up, and we all, it's really just a way of life. We all are so inspired by what possibilities lay before us in terms of open rescue, in terms of legislation in Berkeley, and that we really can inspire, you know, change, you know, in Berkeley and well beyond.
Thanks. And after the break, Tanya will be giving us the details about the Animal Liberation Western Convergence. So that's really exciting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple weeks away. Looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. And Matt, can you tell us more about Direct Action Everywhere, especially for our listeners who might not be familiar with Direct Action Everywhere?
Yeah, so Direct Action Everywhere, also known as DXE, is a global grassroots animal rights network. And DXE's specialty is what's known as nonviolent direct action. So we take action that directly challenges systems of injustice. So as opposed to an educational approach, which is something that a lot of groups do and fully support that on a personal level, we challenge the injustice that's happening right where it exists. So that could be at a grocery store where we do a protest, or that could be going right to the farms where the violence is happening, putting our bodies, putting potentially our freedom on the line, and saying this is not acceptable. And in a very beautiful and transformative act, we also rescue individual animals that we're able to, and we say, hey, no, they don't belong in this farm. They belong to live a life that's happy, safe, and free. So we remove those animals, we give them care, and we take them to a sanctuary home where they can live the life that they deserve and really tell their stories to the world and inspire, you know, that vision for the world that we all share.
And again, I'm very impressed with all of you at Direct Action Everywhere. And I see that you have the bravery, and you also have the compassion for everyone, that you always express that this is compassion for humans. And of course, to help stop and reverse global climate breakdown, which of course the number one cause of that is animal agriculture. Also too, with your group, I've noticed too that you never badmouth any other group. Everybody has a different style, and you're just always, always very wise and compassionate. And I appreciate you and all of you at DXE.
Yes, thank you so much. That's very kind. I think you've nailed it exactly. The culture that we've developed within DXE, and it, you know, hopefully that, I think that is spreading throughout the animal rights movement, is one where we, you know, take a systemic approach and we say, hey, we need to figure out, you know, how we're going to change this system. And it doesn't come from demonizing or criticizing individuals. I was actually born and raised in Iowa, which is a state that unfortunately kills more pigs than any other state in the country. So my family growing up, it's farmers, it's hunters, fishermen, you name it. Like, those are all the people who are close to me, and I know them all personally to be good, decent people with good values who are trying to do the right thing. And when you come at it from that perspective and you meet people where they are, and you just have a conversation, you know, people who are working at farms, like, they don't like seeing animals suffer. And, you know, we just have to kind of have that conversation about what really is possible and really align people's actions with the values that we all actually do share. When we really have an honest conversation and people see, you know, what options exist, what possibilities do we really have, and that we really can create a better world where we don't have to have these animals in cages and in chains anymore.
Yes, and I'm a student of deep veganism, and our philosophy is that when we free the animals, we free ourselves. So all the human injustice and discrimination and violence problems happening in the world millennia after millennia is going to be able to be solved once we free the animals. And so that's another thing that I also like about DXE, is that not only do you go into these industrial farms and document and rescue, but that you have a philosophy of animal liberation, Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful vision, and it was one of the things that kind of drew me to DXC's work right from the get-go, is that we can create a better world for animals in one generation, this bold vision that we can pass a constitutional amendment for animal personhood. You know, what you alluded to there is that when you stop the otherization, when you stop saying, oh, you're different than me in some way, you look different, you act different, you communicate different. And with animals, you know, non-human animals, I think there's, you know, what would be perceived as more differences than to our fellow humans. Think that, yeah, when you have compassion towards animals, then there will be a tendency, at a minimum, that you really start feeling more and more compassion for other humans who may have differences from you in various other ways. So really a beautiful vision that kind of ties together, you know, so much of what we need and what's possible for us.
Yes, thank you, Matt.
But yeah, thanks so much for having me once again. So you can look up Direct Action Everywhere on Facebook, directactioneverywhere.com. And if you have any questions about anything I've said, I'm very happy to personally engage with folks. You can just email me. My email address is matt@directactioneverywhere.com. Look forward to hearing from folks.
We're listening to Matt Johnson, the press coordinator for Direct Action Everywhere, an animal rights group based in Berkeley, California. Thanks again, Matt, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks so much, Marlene.
We'll take a short break, and then we'll be joined by Tanya Suarez of Direct Action Everywhere in Berkeley, California.
Hey, this is Andrew from Troop 110 Milbury. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving Central Massachusetts, online at wcuw.org.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, this is Stephen Blake. Tune in on Mondays from 5 to 7 to catch The Drive with moi.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Thank you for joining us. Before the break, we were joined by Matt Johnson, the press coordinator for Direct Action Everywhere, DXE, an animal rights group based in Berkeley, California, and DXE is worldwide. And now we're very fortunate to be joined by Tanya Suarez, an animal rights activist with DXE in Berkeley, California. Tanya will be giving us the details about the upcoming Animal Liberation Western Convergence happening this month in Salt Lake City, Utah. First, here's a little bit about Tanya. Tanya is a Nicaraguan who moved to Berkeley, California from Modesto, California at the beginning of 2017 to be an organizer with Direct Action Everywhere, Vegans of the Bay, and a volunteer at the Berkeley Animal Rights Center, the first community center for animal rights in the country. She organizes protests, marches, and fun community events for DXE. Tanya Suarez is someone who cares about social justice and speaks out against sexism, racism, and other forms of discrimination, including speciesism. Because animal liberation is a social justice, she is here to challenge injustice wherever it is. A lot of times that's injustice towards non-human animals. Other times that's injustice towards immigrants, injustice towards people of color, or injustice anywhere. Tanya is learning, working, and fighting until everyone is safe, happy, and free.
Hi everyone, my name is Tanya and I am an organizer with Direct Action Everywhere in the San Francisco Bay Area chapter. And if you are not familiar with us, just very briefly, we're a non-violent group. We're a network of animal rights activists committed to achieving total animal liberation in one generation. And we have a few ways that we do that. Some of them are building a strong community of activists that come together. We take non-violent direct action in the form of protesting systems of oppression towards animals. And then we also do open rescue, where activists go to farms, they document the conditions in which animals are living, and we rescue animals that need emergency medical care so that we're able to share their stories with the public. So the reason why I'm here today is because I'm really excited to announce that we have the Animal Liberation Western Convergence happening in just a few days. It's taking place in Utah on starting on November 16th to November 20th. And if you've never heard of this, this is a conference for grassroots activism that will have a lot of incredible events. And the reason why we picked Utah for this conference rather than just doing it in the Bay Area as we usually do is because right now the national spotlight is in Utah as animal rescuers are facing felony charges. So we had we did a few investigations in Utah that led to a handful of activists to receive multiple felony charges because they documented these conditions and because they rescued animals. And these legal cases generated mass media attention, which we can continue through a powerful show of support for animal rescue at this convergence. So our idea was just, you know, bring people so that we can show how much support there is for animal rights, even in a more conservative state just like Utah is. And I thought that I could briefly walk through the schedule of what we're going to be doing during this conference. So it's starting, like I said, on Friday, November 16th. We have activists going from the Bay Area in vans, driving all the way there. And it's starting with, of course, registration. And the very first thing that we have on the schedule is a talk by Movi. And if you don't know who he is, Movi is an American musician. He's a singer, a songwriter, and he is very supportive of animal rights. And, you know, he's done a lot of really great music, and he does a lot of great work to advocate for animals on his social media platform, which is pretty big. So he's going to be delivering a talk. And then after that, we're going to have the first action of this conference, which is going to be a Cube of Truth. And if you're not familiar with what a Cube of Truth is, it pretty much means that activists are going to be forming a cube, wearing masks, and showing footage of what happens to animals. And I think one of the things that will make this Cube of Truth a little different is that a lot of the footage that these activists are going to be showing is going to be from Utah factory farms. So by doing that, we're going to show the public, the people in Utah, that not too far away from there, there's millions of animals who are being tortured and who are suffering just for human consumption. And we think that a lot of people don't know what happens to animals. And by showing this footage, they'll be able to realize all the suffering and all the violence that goes behind a quote-unquote piece of bacon. After that, we're just going to have dinner and a social event that a group of people have planned, and it's going to be really fun. It's just like a little game. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a few different talks, including the history of nonviolent direct action that's going to be led by Wayne Sean, who's the co-founder of Direct Action Everywhere. And it's just going to be like 15 minutes of history of like nonviolent direct action in the past and then the current state of how things are right now and where we go from there. Like, how do we take all these charges, everything that's happening right now, and use it in a way that will help the animal rights movement? We're going to have a panel and discussion, I think, with a few of the defendants that are facing charges. Right now, there's only two people who are going to be part of this panel. That is Wayne Sean and Paul Picklesheimer. And Paul is actually my husband, and he's one of the people who are being charged. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be facilitated by Julianne Perry, who's an investigator with Direct Action Everywhere. Some of her work has included going to China to document duck meat farms, and she recently got arrested in Stanislaus County at a dairy farm. So all three of these people are doing incredible work, and they have a lot of things to provide to the movement, so we're excited to be hosting them. We're also going to have some trainings, including security culture, how to build a mass movement for animals, and one of the things that we're also going to have is a talk by Ingrid Newkirk, who's the founder and president of PETA, which is the biggest animal rights organization. And we're very excited to have her again. We actually had her talk at UC Berkeley at our conference last year. And yeah, we're gonna have her again. So that's really awesome. And then we're gonna end this day with the official Animal Rights March in Salt Lake City, where hundreds of activists are just gonna come together to march on the streets of Salt Lake City to speak up for animals. And I particularly really like marches because we get to show people how much support there is for animal rights and how much we keep growing and growing. Every year, marches just keep getting bigger, they keep getting stronger, and you know, it's a great opportunity for people to engage in conversation with those who maybe we're not so supportive of animal rights. On Sunday, we're gonna have more trainings and breakout sessions. So breakout sessions are more of like little workshops where people break into small groups and they get to discuss different things. So some of the things that we're gonna have include how to organize protests, how to organize community events, how to fundraise for your cause. So a lot of the work that different activist groups are doing require money. So it's important that we know how to fundraise. So if you're interested in that, you can come learn how to do all those things. And that's just some of the few things that we're going to be doing. But there's a lot of breakout sessions in the full program. You can find it at dxc.io/ALWC program. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we'll have vigils and mass political actions. So just a vigil at the front lines to really just, you know, see what's happening to animals at the front lines of animal abuse and record that, document, and maybe, you know, bring those stories back to the public. So that is a little bit about the schedule. And yeah, so you can, as you can see, we're going to have a little bit of everything from trainings and workshops to help people gain the skills that they need to become a leader in the movement, to talks by incredible figures such as Ingrid Newkirk and Movi and Wayne Shawn, and many other incredible activists from all over the world who are coming here to deliver workshops on the things that they're good at, the things that they've learned in the past years of doing activism. You know, one of the reasons why I believe that this is a very unique event is because for the very first time in history, animal rights activists will be converging on the largest factory farms in the nation to bring peace and compassion to a place of violence. You know, usually we go to places that are more, you know, like Berkeley and San Francisco, but right now we're going back to Utah. So this is gonna be really awesome. This is gonna be epic. And like I said, the most committed activists from all over the world are gonna be here. So if you have not registered yet, I encourage you to do so. You can register by going to dxc.io/ALWC and click register. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me at tania@directactioneverywhere.com. So thank you so much for listening to this, and I really hope to see you in Utah on November 16th. Bye.
Let's go out with Crisier, straight from France, with her song, Antispecies. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/VeganNation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Molly Narrow wishing you a good day. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Now we're going to go out with the liberation song, Direct Action Everywhere.
Compassion and peace, love and respect for every species. This is what the future looks like. This is is what the future looks like.
Vegan Berkeley 2025.
Living with compassion and peace, love and respect for every species.